I'd like to call to order the Whitney Town Advisory Board meeting for May 2nd. If you'll all join with me and say Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, the first part of the evening is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period is listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please stand up, clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, it will be done by the chair or the majority vote. Next item is the approval of minutes of our last meeting, which was February 28, 2019.
Make a motion to approve the minutes from February 28th.
We have a motion for the approval of our minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The motion has been carried. And then we have approval of tonight's agenda, May 2nd.
Motion for approval if there's no changes.
No changes. So we have a motion on the floor for approval of tonight's agenda. Do I have anybody in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Informational items, announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events.
The only meeting that we have or community event that we've got coming up is on May 24th, and it is a movie in the park. We'll start from 8 o'clock. Before that, we've got a Splash in the Summer event, which takes place at the Aquatic School just behind the Whitney Community Center. But we'll have more information on that at the next meeting.
Okay. And at this time, I will also, which I failed to do earlier, ask for any county staff members that we have present. I failed to do that, but you're here and I see you.
Mark Donahue, Clark County Comprehensive Planning Department.
Thank you.
Blanca Vasquez, Clark County Administrative Services, and then also Commissioner Jim Hansen's
office. Okay, we'll move on to planning and zoning. The item on the agenda tonight is ZC-190240, Boulder Booms, LLC. First item is a zone change to reclassify 1.1 acres from H2, General Highway Frontage Zone, to C2, General Commercial Zone, in the MUD 3 Overlay District. The second item under this is waivers of development standards for the following. Reduce rear setback. 2, waive landscape adjacent to a less intensive use. 3, waive parking lot landscaping. And 4, waive the requirement for a sidewalk or a buffer around the building footprint. And the last item under this is design review for a proposed vehicle sales lot in conjunction with an existing commercial building, generally located on the south side of Boulder Highway, 140 feet west of English Avenue within Whitney. At this time, however, I would like to make a correction on this. If I'm not mistaken, that would be on the east side of Boulder Highway and the north side of English, to be specific for the record. Do we have an applicant?
Thank you, Chairwoman Ramirez, board members. Thank you for having us here today. I'm sure you already did your due diligence looking at this project. We wanted to begin with...
Would you just give us your name?
Orlando Sanchez. My address is 1259 Autumn Wind Way, Henderson, Nevada, 89052. And I have with me the team that's going to be presenting. If you have any questions, I'm not the expert in all areas. about the operations of the auto dealership. Real brief, we've been working on the property of Easton over the last few years. We've put a lot of money into trying to bring it up to standards that I think we can all be proud of. We're in the process of doing a wrought iron fence around the property. It's going to be really, really attractive. Closing out a couple of ingress areas so we can be more secure with our working with Metro. And we closed the convenience store and the bar. That was an issue for people. It was not a good environment. So we're trying to see something that's compatible to the neighborhood where we think would be beneficial to the property owner and business that will hopefully help entice it and bring business to the area. So used auto dealership in mind, and that's what was before us today, is trying to get a used car dealership there. We'll use the existing building, do some improvements, paint it, make it look nice, have security on board 24 hours. Hours of operation will be from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., I believe. And we'll have cars there, between 50 and 100 cars there, and start off slowly, hopefully pick up as business increases. That's all for my presentation. If there's any questions, you've seen the landscape of the waivers that we're requesting and the design review of the process. But the waiver reviews have been reviewed by Clark County and the approval, so we should be fine with that if that's okay with this board. So that said, any questions, or if you want Mr. Kiefer going to the...
If you want to explain, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, Oscar O'Keefe, architect, 2256 Savannah River, Henderson.
The waivers, one waiver is about the setback. Here's the older highway. Down here is crop. This is the sportsman. These are the surrounding apartment buildings. They're set back issue right here. Obviously, this is existing, but they're both existing buildings, so there's no way we can meet that setback. So it's an existing condition, so that's number one. And then landscaping, the requirement between less issues. Here's our car. The unit line is the car, so obviously it goes right down the driveway. There's no way we can put lights down the middle of the driveway. So that's here and here. And then I believe the next one is the waiver of the 5-foot sidewalk requirement around the building. Right now there's 5 feet except this section right here, and one is only 3 feet. But in order to expand that, that would have interfered with the driveway coming through the width wise. So there's no way we can expand that 3-foot sidewalk in front of the building to a 5-foot. Using the driveway with this one. That's pretty much it. Really the way for landscaping, setbacks, and sidewalk.
Did anybody want to speak? Anybody else want to speak on this? Well, we have it open to the applicant.
Aaron Bensamakon. I'm with the management company that manages Sportsman's Royal Manor, and we will also be involved in the management of this car dealership. We currently have 24-hour security that will also patrol this dealership. So when the doors are locked and the alarm on, security will still be on this property as well as the Sportsman's property, ensuring that there aren't any break-ins, ensuring no one's loitering. We also are doing events around this new location here. So you can see the fence here, and this will stop the traffic flow from going on the property from the new dealership. So it'll be restricted to one driveway in and out, and then there'll be fencing all around. So anyone that goes to the car dealership, unless they have a superpower, can jump the fence, cannot get onto the Sportsman's property, and vice versa. So we don't want tenants walking onto this property. The convenience store and bar has had too many people hanging around. It was open 24 hours with gaming. So we're trying to find a use that would be something where people just come in, do what they need to do, and leave. And Boulder Highway, Michael talked about, has a lot of other car dealerships. We think it's a good business where we can help our tenants if they're looking for cars, maybe with payment, financial arrangements, whatever we can do to help our tenants, help the community with the car dealership. So we thought this would be the best use for the existing building.
I'm not sure if you guys have any particular question about it. I'm actually already licensed at the location next to Boulder Highway, so I'm really just moving. We're not adding another business. We're going to expand the current one. So,
Would you give us your name and address?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Michael Brennan. Do I get my home address or?
Whatever you want. Feel free to let the public know.
5700 Boulder Highway. Okay. 89122. So I'm currently located next door at which I rent a spot next door. So I'll just be transferring over here to a larger location so I can expand the business that I already have. So we're not really adding a business, but trying to expand the current one. I don't know if you have any questions.
So you're just moving a business?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the plan.
Okay.
But we can't currently do that with the current zoning, which is H2. H2 is very restrictive, and we're trying to do a conforming zone change with the county ones.
Very good.
Thank you.
Does that complete your presentation?
That's it.
Okay, at this time, I will open it up to the board. We have nobody from the public, I see, that would like to speak on the item, so I will close it to the public, and I will open it up to the board.
I want to take a minute to look
sure.
at this.
Tend to collect, especially off of the highway. And
okay, would anybody like to open up with questions on the board? Go right ahead.
Okay, so you said that you're going to put 5,100 cars?
No, between 50 and 100 cars.
Thank you. I was like, oh, wait a minute, that's a lot of cars.
Carvana Towers. Those vending machines.
Vending machines. Like this one.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Where do the cars typically come from? Are people, do they pull up into the lot and say, make me an offer, I want 2,000 for my car, or how do you obtain them?
Well, I have obtained several cars through a private party, just the, you know, people that things they don't want to fix them or whatever, you know, something simple, and a lot of people, they just want to go to auctions. There's a number of ways to get a car for different things. I mean, there's like 15 different car auctions in town.
So when following up on what you just said, that people don't want to fix it. So, do you have any place on that property that
no,
you're going to fix?
No, I use a mechanic across the street that
okay.
helps for all almost all of my repairs.
Okay, so it'll be off property.
Yeah.
Come back. How long have you been at your other business?
Since 2017. Middle of 2017.
So basically, you're just leasing the land or
yeah.
renting the land from them. Go ahead.
Anybody else? Do you have any questions?
So you've been there since 2017 at the adjacent property?
Yeah, so that's like June 29th.
What's the name of the business?
BPAS, Best Price Auto Sales. I just have like three or four cars up there, so.
And you're not going to vacate that property. You're going to expand onto this property and include where you're currently operating?
Well, I think I'll probably just move over.
So you're going to vacate where you're at and move onto the new property?
It won't be vacant because I lease, and there's another business in there too. So I'm limited how many cars I can sell right now. I'm only allowed to showcase 5 cars because I have an adjoining business, and they rent houses out. So I just rent like a little desk inside.
Specialized in any particular kind of vehicle or just any kind of vehicle?
Usually strange cars, but yeah, I
not specialized in. You mentioned security.
Yes.
You currently have security, I think you said 24/7, and you'll maintain that? Okay. Nothing was said about lighting in the property. I assume that the security is,
yes,
you have some concern about the lighting and
yes,
lighting.
Yes, there's currently lighting underneath the old gas station contour on the awning, and then we will put more lighting around the building as well. We have recently upgraded the lighting at the apartments, so we're going to know what we get, and we work with the crime prevention specialist at the Southern Area Command for that kind of lighting to get the whole building.
24/7 is still your current security.
Yes.
I'm good, thank you.
I guess my, I have one more comment.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were done.
I was okay. My question.
Before she turns it over to me.
I really, I'm glad to see that those two locations have been shut down. It kind of made me a little bit, though, to hear about just about another car sales company going in. They can be spicy at times. I know, for example, I don't know if you saw when you came in right here at Missouri and Stephanie, is a used car lot that the board did not want, and it went in there. And today when we drove by it, I mean, it looks horrible. Like, they have tractor trailers that have their backs open. It's very, very unsightly. So I feel like that went in. We have a couple that are up and down, and so it's kind of like, are we trading one thing for something else? I don't know. I appreciate that those businesses are closed, but then looking for something else. I know people go, oh, it's compatible. And like, oh, there's 8 other used cars a lot. But is that still, I mean, I don't know. It's a very difficult thing.
And board member, do you want to put that in? The owner's spending a lot of money on the apartments as well, and also on this property. And they'll make sure that the property stays in the standards that I think you'll be proud of. It's come a long way, and we'll continue to improve as we go on with time.
Yeah, I mean, as well, no sportsman has not had the best reputation, and there's been a lot of issues, you know, for those of us who live here for a long time.
It's changing the last 3 years. That's just been the days with this, though.
Like the curbs can get sloppy.
Yes. So
cars spill out onto the street, maintenance, you know.
I don't want the county coming after me. For code enforcement, they got some big fines.
They do. Okay, go ahead.
Do you want to go ahead? I just, when do you normally, have cars delivered? Are you going to be blocking Boulder Highway at all, or is there enough room to get in there and drop off cars? Or?
To be honest with you, we could, because technically, 8 other lots I could use, if I wanted to stay there, the owner would let me stay there.
Okay.
It's not a big deal. I could deliver them there and transport them over. Okay. It'd probably be more convenient to do it that way. I can't block Boulder Highway.
Right.
I couldn't pull it at the sports fence because there's going to be a fence around there eventually.
Right.
As soon as we get that approved in the county. So, to be honest with you, it'd probably be better to pull down English than pull it off on that other lot because there's an acre back there that's just open.
Okay.
It's just a ground lot.
All right. That's good. Awesome.
I have a couple of questions. In your application, you had mentioned that your request is for a vehicle sales lot with 27 vehicles that will be displayed in the front portion of the Boulder Highway. You just mentioned that you're going to store about 50 to 100 cars there. Where are these cars going to be stored? How do you go from 27 to 50 to 100?
I'm not sure how many
cars
to put on the lot.
Okay, so there has to be some kind of a balance there. I mean, I see the fence going around. Where are these cars going to be stored? Are they going to be under that awning in front of the building?
On the lot.
On the lot. So within that fenced area, that fencing is going to go up first?
Yes.
Fencing is the first thing that's coming up. And you're not going to impair those apartments on the left?
No.
In any way? And is there enough room for 100 cars on that piece of property?
I'm not 100% sure. If it doesn't fit on parking space,
Well, because it says here that there's 40, a total of 49 spaces are provided
okay.
there.
That's what we're
so that you can't go past 50 then?
Yeah.
Am I assuming that to be correct?
It was a guess, but I apologize.
Okay. No, because, I mean, you throw out 100 cars. I'm like, where are you going to put 100 cars? Because it says there's only 49 parking spots available.
There is a limited space for display inside, too.
Okay.
If we wanted to park more inside, we could. There's 10,000 square feet in there.
And my other concern is this is going to be advertised from the get-go as a used car establishment. You're going to say, I have this beautiful establishment here, I've got this car here, and you're going to have a sticker on it that says $29.95. Is that the way it's going to be displayed?
Yeah,
okay. Well, as my partner here just mentioned, the place across the street was supposed to be a used car lot, and it's become a storage area. Okay. And we've gone through that in this area quite a bit. And as you know, my other board member here said, we don't want that anymore.
We actually wanted to look at the two because it's on this worth of property, and we spent some money for 2 years making that property look good. We want this to go along with it and not ruin what we've done.
And I will compliment the establishment on that because you've done a lot of work there. And I know Metro is very happy with you, with everything that's been going on, so I will compliment you on that.
We actually want to improve this building next. It's kind of our next thing that we need to do. It's been vacant, you know, it doesn't look great. We have a temporary fence up there for now, so people can get in. We have an alarm, security checks on it now. So our plan was to make this our next project and make it look just as great as the apartments, but it will have probably different colors. People know it's not the apartments.
And I have another question where you have, you're looking for a waiver for the parking lot landscaping. Could you just go into that with me a little bit more and explain what that is?
Every year, we're required to have a waiver for every 6 spaces. The amount for parking is, we need to keep the same count because of the parking. There's a
parking situation.
Is that in front of the what used to be the bar?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
You're supposed to have every 6 spaces, I think, right under the tree.
So basically, it's just maybe we're missing at the most, maybe. Because here we have the center island, for example. We need that requirement, but here
it's the only one. So basically, it's just one tree.
Okay.
So will there be any landscaping?
Yes, we're going to relandscape the
Boulder Highway section. We're going to do that whole front section.
But not anything?
No.
department or the Department of Air Control.
are you, like, normally, so are you going to have, like, a mobile unit coming, or they have to take them back?
No, I'm probably going to have, see, I do have 10,000 square feet of, I may at one point want to put, like, a detailing area inside. I don't have that plan now, and I'd have to go through all the county and everything.
The whole inside has been gutted or going
no,
to be
no,
used?
No, we haven't done it.
Oh, okay.
So the bar does have adequate plumbing and drainage. We do want to make the doors bigger and have the bar go inside the bar for detailing.
We have an interceptor for anything that can go into it.
Like three shafts from the old restaurant, so we want something in there now.
Some of it's slightly different. Because I remember when the Blue Dog RV came in front of us, you know, over on Russell Road, and so that was like a huge discussion of what they were doing, because previously that building had been a church.
Oh,
so
wow.
We were like, okay, so what are you going to do with it?
Right.
How are you going to clean that up?
So just so I understand, of what car lots do you see in Boulder that you guys do on it? So I can try to model that, you know?
Maybe not.
No, it's a serious question. I mean,
I know it is. Jerry?
Well, I mean, just the Johnny Walker RV, just
yeah.
For somebody like that, he's got it all fenced in. It's very nice. He's got signs letting people know he's selling his RVs, and sometimes he has prices on them and things like that. Something that looks like you really want to sell a car,
yeah.
and enhances. Our goal is to enhance the neighborhood,
yeah.
What we want to do with any development coming through here. So something along those lines.
Or, and this isn't on Boulder, but again, that came before us when Airstream came in.
Right.
That's slightly different. But that corner lot at Nellis and Russell,
yeah.
That lot has been, I've been here for 15 years until they came in, it was empty. And I think when they came in, they did a gorgeous job with that, but with the way they're fencing, their landscaping, the banners that they put up.
Well, we're happy with some pictures and we're going to try to do that.
I mean, actually, we already put brand new asphalt in the whole lot. So, I mean, we're trying to.
We're waiting to stripe it until we get all the approvals and figure out where the space is going to go. So, we'll do striping, and then it'll have the exterior we've done, which we'll be doing some interior remodeling so that we can use the space. So, it's going to be a camp for sure. We want it to look nice.
Are you going to, besides having a security guard, are you also going to be security cameras that'll be monitored?
Yes.
So who monitors those? You have a
third. We're actually in the process of installing a whole new camera system on the entire property.
Okay.
There's a local company doing that right now. It'll be on our apps. It'll be on our security company's phones. The owner of the security company is all excited to have it at his office. So we will add some cameras or Wi-Fi cameras. We can add them anywhere. We will be adding them to this building as well. So we want to see what's going on as well. It'll be alarmed at night.
Also good.
Oh, we have also linked it. We currently have given the Fusion Center all of our information so they can watch it. So they're interested in that as well. So we will add
it. They just, after that, you know, there was some recent security guard shooting that took place over on Mount Vista. And so that's just kind of why I think a lot of us are asking about security.
And a lot of our cars, not all of them are armed.
Right, like I said, I appreciate, you know, what has been done already. It's just, yeah,
this is one of our nice days. You know, we've been working, how many
run the Facebook page for the coalition.
Before I close this here, I have just one more question. The first thing you said you were going to do is put the wrought iron fencing around. Do you need any special permitting? And I might even open
we're
that up to.
We're going through the process of doing that, with the county.
Yeah, okay, so
that's a separate.
Right, I understand that. That's what I mean. That was the first thing that you said you were going to do to partition it off and then begin your working. So that's in the process, and that'll be done before anything else transpires.
Have to do it, because right. Otherwise the county won't allow.
No, I understand that. That's why I wanted to bring it up.
No,
because
the county will only allow me to sell 5 cars in that bar if I don't put a fence.
That is correct. Very good. Okay.
I know we said 8 to 8, so I also going to be 7 days a week.
Right.
Okay. So I coincide with 24/7.
But I won't be open 24/7. Unless somebody wants to make an appointment.
Thank you.
At the moment, I'm not open 7 days a week. I'm only open 5.
I will close this now and open it to anyone for a motion.
I move in ZC190240 Boulder Boons LLC that we approve the zone change, waivers of development standards, design review as stated with staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve zone change, waivers of development standards, and design review for ZC190240 Boulder Boons LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good presentation. Thank you.
Thank you. You answered a lot
we'll
of questions.
I hope you'll be buying. Yeah. We all live close.
Oh, that's fine.
I hope you'll be buying.
When do you intend to be open for business?
You know, it really just, I thought I would be open January of this year.
Oops.
No, the process is just taking a lot longer than I thought. So I wish I could really tell you, but. If not this year, beginning of next year.
Once we get approvals, we want to start making the building good and get back inside.
Good luck. It should be an approval on Boulder.
So now you're going to
walk out here. I will take pictures.
Take a look at this place.
I will.
And that
is not what we want.
Don't worry.
No,
I look at it all the time, and I'm like, even my little, in the front of my lot looks good. Okay, the back.
But I will go take pictures of the other ones that you do like, and we'll work on a fun
one. One in Missouri and Boulder, too, the big one. Spills out on the Missouri Street along by the school.
Oh, is that Kava? Or whatever?
Yeah, the one.
You know, the guy moved. He's gone. They got kicked out. And now he's just on the other side. So, you know, the car spot that was up the street, like a mile, he moved and took over his lot. So, I don't think that they're going to have that same problem. Because they were a lot more professional, I think. So, that's my opinion.
Hopefully, I'm right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your presentation.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good day.
Is there any general business that we need to discuss? Anybody have anything they want to discuss? Nope. Any comments by the general public? Seeing none, I will announce that our next meeting is May 16th. And we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I have to go back to that.
Thank you, sir.